Hey everyone, it is Nick here and welcome back to the podcast. We have a question from Twitter here from Joseph Matthews. Thank you, Joseph, for asking this question. And Joseph is asking, if designers make good business people? And first, I wanted to kind of put up a disclaimer here. I've never really considered myself a designer. And the reason is I never got into any of this stuff because I wanted to become a designer. I didn't read design magazines. I didn't buy design books and know all the names of all the famous designers. And it really was, I learned design out of necessity. And what I mean by that was I was always very tools focused early on. I was always worried about what software I was learning and what all the buttons did, and in my world it was After Effects. And if you're not familiar with After Effects, it's basically animated Photoshop, if you can imagine that. And I was learning how to do green screen and learning how to animate stuff. And my friends looked at my work, and finally one of them was nice enough, I'll say, for them to say to me, Nick, you know how to use all these tools, but you have no idea about design. Your design is really, really ugly. And it was out of that necessity that I learned design. So take everything I say after that with a little bit of grain of salt, or just understand where I come from design, because I never really thought of myself that way. It was kind of always a necessity to make my stuff less ugly and to make my stuff look more like it did on TV. I realized I needed to learn these design skills in order to make it look cool, right? So with that, though, I think there is a lot of similarities between designer types and creative types and business as well. And so I would say the big overlap is that you already like to create stuff. You already like to make things. And you might have this idea that the world doesn't have whatever you're about to make and that you're going to be the one to go make it. And a lot of what stops people from starting a business is that idea right there, that business has to come from nothing. This business doesn't exist yet. You don't know some certain things, and you're going to go learn the skills to actually become a business and to do it. So the whole idea that you like to create things in the first place, I think, gives you a leg up. The big question is with a business, you're doing honestly what a lot of creative people do already, which is provide value. So one thing you could think of is, if you are already a creative person or a designer and you are a freelancer, then you are already a business person. So you already don't have a paycheck, a steady paycheck. You have to go find your clients. You have to get the word out. You have to advertise your skills, get the work, and then get paid for it. And that's really a business that you're running already. So I think creative people can get into freelance and those kind of things easier. So you might have a leg up there as well. You also have the ability to take your design skills and apply them to your business directly. So in other words, if somebody that did not have design skills, whatever your thing is, if it's traditional design or web design or motion graphics or whatever you're doing, you have some ability to create visual or words too. Like, designers can be in many forms, but you have that creative ability and you can apply that to your business. So for example, when I started making tutorials, I knew more than just the After Effects and the Cinema 4D that I taught in the tutorials I made. I also knew how to compress video and how to make sound sound good. I knew microphone technique. I knew all these things that came with my job, but I applied it in other ways. So I would take your design skills, and you actually have that you can kind of apply to your business. You also have potentially worked for clients and other people, and you can see something from the other person's point of view. And this is something that designers do very well. that many designers do very well, which is understand they can look through their client's eyes and make something that they want. And all a business is creating value for other people. And that's really it. It's creating value for other people that they that someone else thinks is worth enough to trade their dollar for what you made. And that is really the most important part of a business. So for you to be able to look through someone else's eyes and understand what they are going for and what they're trying to make, and you can make that for them, I think that is a unique skill that designers have and that creative people have that you can apply directly to business. Because many people that start a business create something for themselves kind of selfishly, like, I want to make this. And then they make it and they put it up online and nobody buys it. Nobody knows about it and nobody finds it. And if you instead have that ability to flip the camera around from a selfie to more of seeing the world and saying, what do other people want? What can I make for someone else? And then go make that for them. I think that is a powerful way to look at business and a way to start business. So if you have that ability as a designer, I think you have a leg up. And lastly, I'll say is that I think design can actually sometimes get in the way of business. And what I mean by that is exactly like the first episode. If you haven't listened to the first episode, exactly like I did in that episode, which was I got so hung up on all the technical design details. I needed a logo first, right? I needed to know the name. I needed to know all these creative parts of the process before I could get started. And that actually hindered me quite a bit. And this comes up all the time. Business and small business and startups talk about this idea of the MVP, the minimum viable product. And what that means is get the basic version of what you're building out into the world so that the world can interact with it, give you feedback, and so that they can actually talk about what they really want. And if you just sit on a project and tweak it and tweak it and tweak it until it's just right and the kerning is just right and the design is just right and the colors are just right, you may have waited too long. You may have the audience that you originally thought wanted to be a part of this idea may have moved on to something else. Maybe your passion for what you were building went away because you were too focused on the design details. So many times, and I'm very guilty of this, many times design can actually get in the way of business if you let it. If you get too hung up on the details and what the website's going to look like and what the headline is and what font you're using and all these things, you can actually interrupt the business process of actually providing real value for people and getting it the heck out there. So if that rings true to you, look up MVP, minimum viable product. And I think it's called the Lean Startup, if I'm remembering that properly, to learn a little bit about some of the ways that you can speed that process up. So thank you so much for the question, Joseph. I really appreciate it, especially for our first real question here. I really appreciate you asking it. And if you have a question, head on over to Twitter. And my name is Nick Vegas on Twitter, at Nick Vegas. Ask me a question. Make sure you use the word podcast next to it. That way I'll know it's for this. And hopefully we'll be answering some more questions soon. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in another episode. Bye-bye.